6. The Triumph of Love. Whatever the difficulties evolutionary mortals may encounter in their efforts to understand the Lucifer Rebellion, it should be clear to all reflective thinkers that the technique of dealing with the rebels is a vindication of divine love. The loving mercy extended to the rebels does seem to have involved many innocent beings in trials and tribulations, but all these distraught personalities may securely depend upon the all-wise judges to adjudicate their destinies in mercy as well as justice. In all their dealings with intelligent beings, both the Creator Son and His Paradise Father are love-dominated. It is impossible to comprehend many phases of the attitude of the universe rulers toward rebels and rebellion, sin and sinners, unless it be remembered that God as a Father takes precedence over all other phases of deity manifestation in all the dealings of divinity with humanity. It should also be recalled that the Paradise Creator Sons are all mercy-motivated. If an affectionate father of a large family chooses to show mercy to one of his children guilty of grievous wrongdoing, it may well be that the extension of mercy to this misbehaving child will work a temporary hardship upon all the other and well-behaved children. Such eventualities are inevitable. Such a risk is inseparable from the reality situation of having a loving parent and of being a member of a family group. Each member of a family profits by the righteous conduct of every other member. Likewise, must each member suffer the immediate time consequences of the misconduct of every other member. Families, groups, nations, races, worlds, systems, constellations, and universes are relationships of association which possess individuality, and therefore does every member of any such group, large or small, reap the benefits and suffer the consequences of the right-doing and the wrong-doing of all other members of the group concerned. But one thing should be made clear. If you are made to suffer the evil consequences of the sin of some member of your family, some fellow citizen or fellow mortal, even rebellion in the system or elsewhere, no matter what you may have to endure because of the wrongdoing of your associates, fellows, or superiors, you may rest secure in the eternal assurance that such tribulations are transient afflictions. None of these fraternal consequences of misbehavior in the group can ever jeopardize your eternal prospects or in the least degree deprive you of your divine right of paradise ascension and God attainment. And there is compensation for these trials, delays, and disappointments which invariably accompany the sin of rebellion. Of the many valuable repercussions of the Lucifer Rebellion which might be named, I will only call attention to the enhanced careers of those mortal ascenders, the Jerusalem citizens, who, by withstanding the sophistries of sin, place themselves in line for becoming future mighty messengers, fellows of my own order. Every being who stood the test of that evil episode thereby immediately advanced his administrative status and enhanced his spiritual worth. At first, the Lucifer upheaval appeared to be an unmitigated calamity to the system and to the universe. Gradually, benefits began to accrue. With the passing of 25,000 years of system time, 20,000 years of Urantia time, the Melchizedeks began to teach that the good resulting from Lucifer's folly had come to equal the evil incurred. The sum of evil had by that time become almost stationary, continuing to increase only on certain isolated worlds, while the beneficial repercussions continued to multiply and extend out through the universe and super-universe, even to Havona. The Melchizedeks now teach that the good resulting from the Satania Rebellion is more than 1,000 times the sum of all the evil. But such an extraordinary and beneficent harvest of wrongdoing could only be brought about by the wise, divine, and merciful attitude of all of Lucifer's superiors, extending from the Constellation Fathers on Audentia to the Universal Father on Paradise. The passing of time has enhanced the consequential good to be derived from the Lucifer folly, and since the evil to be penalized was quite fully developed within a comparatively short time, it is apparent that the all-wise and far-seeing universe rulers would be certain to extend the time in which to reap increasingly beneficial results. Regardless of the many additional reasons for delaying the apprehension and adjudication of the Satania rebels, this one gain would have been enough to explain why these sinners were not sooner interned, and why they have not been adjudicated and destroyed. Short-sighted and time-bound mortal minds should be slow to criticize the time delays of the far-seeing and all-wise administrators of universe affairs. One error of human thinking respecting these problems consists in the idea that all evolutionary mortals on an evolving planet would choose to enter upon the paradise career if sin had not cursed their world. The ability to decline survival does not date from the times of the Lucifer Rebellion. Mortal man has always possessed the endowment of free will choice regarding the paradise career. As you ascend in the survival experience, you will broaden your universe concepts and extend your horizon of meanings and values, and thus will you be able the better to understand why such beings as Lucifer and Satan are permitted to continue in rebellion. You will also better comprehend how ultimate, if not immediate, good can be derived from time-limited evil. After you attain paradise, you will really be enlightened and comforted when you listen to the superaffic philosophers discuss and explain these profound problems of universe adjustment. But even then, I doubt that you will be fully satisfied in your own minds. At least I was not even when I had thus attained the acme of universe philosophy. I did not achieve a full comprehension of these complexities until after I had been assigned to the administrative duties in the super-universe, where, by actual experience, I have acquired conceptual capacity adequate for the comprehension of such many-sided problems in cosmic equity and spiritual philosophy. As you ascend paradiseward, you will increasingly learn that many problematic features of universe administration can only be comprehended subsequent to the acquirement of increased experiential capacity and to the achievement of enhanced spiritual insight. Cosmic wisdom is essential to the understanding of cosmic situations. Presented by a mighty messenger of experiential survival in the first system rebellion in the universes of time, now attached to the super-universe government of Orvontan, and acting in this matter by request of Gabriel of Salvington.